This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Finisar, supplier of active optical cables for high-performance connectivity.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for September 4th, 2009, available every Friday on iTunes. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and we have with us once again Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360. Good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, this week we received some depressing news about server sales numbers in the latest quarter, so we're going to talk a little bit about the significance of that. There was also a story about the dynamics in the government space and the HPC market as it relates to some big defense contractors. But first, there is yet more frustrating news about the Oracle Sun Microsystems deal. Oracle's acquisition of Sun ran into another roadblock this week when European Union regulators decided they needed to initiate a deeper inquiry into the merger. The concern here was not the hardware side, but the database side of the business. The Europeans are worried that Oracle will undermine or maybe abandon Sun's MySQL database software so that it push its own proprietary database software. This is all over the news, Addison. You might have caught some of the stories written about it in the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and others. What did you think of this?
Well, yeah, you're right, Michael. There is this significant delay, and it is primarily due to the database market with MySQL. There are two things I think about it. One, it shouldn't be unusual that the delay has to do with software, because we've said all along that this is a merger that primarily has to do with software. I think the thought that Oracle might play down the development of open source MySQL over time is certainly a realistic fear, although I'm not sure that it's really anti-competitive relative to the already existing market with Oracle and with IBM DB2, with Microsoft SQL. There are a lot of other competitive commercial products in that market, and I'm not certain that Oracle would all-out kill MySQL anyway. Ultimately, I would think that this deal is still going to go through, but it is going to be a delay and a significant delay, which gets to the second point I was going to make, which is that really a delay is one of the worst things that can happen in terms of looking at the stability of Sun's hardware products, particularly in the HPC market, where users have already been frustrated with all of the uncertainty going on around this. A three-month delay takes you minimally into December, and many sources are saying it's going to be at least January at the soonest before a deal could come to fruition. So we're talking about over half a year of really not being able to say anything about what's going to go on with Sun's roadmap, with Sun's product, and this is just longer for other Sun competitors, other hardware companies, to sit around and spin up stories about Sun and the lack of a roadmap and try to pick off the customers.
Right, yeah, you're exactly right about their competition. They are taking advantage of this. IBM, HP, and Dell are chiseling away at Sun's business because they're putting the fear of God into their customers that Sun might not be around, the uncertainty around the hardware side of the business. So Sun is slowly losing market share for their server and storage side at the expense of this merger. And like you said, this slow-motion acquisition is not helping that business. Sun just put out some pretty bad financial results for the last quarter, Q4, for the fiscal year. Their revenues were down 30%. They posted, $147 million net loss over the quarter. And for the year, their sales are down on the software side, the services side, and of course, the hardware side. Even the HP side, the Galaxy servers, they're off by about 10%.
I really wouldn't expect anything different, right? The economy is already not doing anybody any favors. And then furthermore, as we've pointed out, everybody's got to be on the complete Sun attack right now. I was just in Austin for
most of last week, and I met with Dell while I was there. I met with Austin-based representatives of IBM and of APRO, who I do business with, and a big thing that they're all asking me about is Sun and how vulnerable they are, and they should. I mean, this is a big topic of conversation is what Sun's commitment going to be, and what do we think the dynamics of the market are going to be? Interestingly, being in Austin also gave me an opportunity to drop in on TAC at UT, and that's Sun's highest profile HPC customer. And I don't want to get into any of the details of my conversations there, other than to say, you know, if this deal is going to go forward, I think Jay Boisseau is someone who Larry Ellison would be well advised to have a conversation with, at the minimally calling him on the phone for an hour and getting his ideas, or better yet, get on his private jet, take off, go down to Austin and buy Jay a hamburger or something and get to know what he thinks, because Jay can tell you intimately everything there is about Sun hardware and software and what he likes and what he doesn't like. But interesting people to spend some time with in this context.
Yeah, I imagine Jay is not the only one who is probably getting nervous about what's going on, and seeing this latest news cannot be reassuring. And, you know, I've tried to talk to HPC customers about what they think, but they're pretty tight-lipped about it. They don't want to appear like they're panicking and giving up on. They've got, you know, big commitments like TAC has to Sun equipment. I know the Wall Street Journal story about this. There was somebody in there that, you know, basically was too nervous and then decided they were going to jump off the Sun wagon. But I imagine, everybody's getting a little nervous about this. I mean, the irony here is the EU is trying to maintain the competition in the database space, but by continuing to drag this out, they're actually maybe helping to kill the competition on the server side, because they're hurting Sun's position here, the hardware side. And if this goes on much longer, that business is worth less and less. And there's not that many big players on the server side, so you don't want to ruin that competition at the expense of database software. Like you said, MySQL is not a big player right now. It is important in that it's open source and it's got some big fans. But I mean, Oracle and IBM and Microsoft, they own the market. I think Oracle has more than a third. They lead it. But,
right. Well, and it's important to say that this is more than just servers that you're holding up also, right? You noted last week with regards to hot chips that Sun has a processor line that's used by more than one vendor. They've got storage products. They've got really interesting interconnect technology. And all of this is kind of sitting there with no committed roadmap until this deal gets resolved.
Right. And add on to that, they were just talking, or Andy Bechtolsheim was just talking about a new solid-state drive product that they haven't announced yet, but they've talked about somewhat, and I think they're not going to talk about it until the deal goes through, but it sounded interesting. So they've got all these things I think they're waiting on and hoping the deal goes through and they can start talking about them in a more integrated fashion. But
right. Well, they had SSDs in their booth at ISC, but so we've known that the SSD investment from Sun is coming. It's just a question of how much it can continue.
Right, and they're continuing to work on it. It's just, you know, right now they're in limbo. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is, you know, Oracle could get spooked and decide to pull out, but I can't imagine that's going to happen. They've already sort of made the investment, but the longer this goes on, the more painful it is for both these guys. You just gotta hope that the EU basically comes to some decision that is acceptable to Oracle. Maybe they'll have to sell off the MySQL part or come to some other arrangement. But I gotta believe this deal is gonna go through. They've stuck with it this long. So against this, this is also taking place against the background of a server market that's really getting hammered right now. Before we talk about that though, we're gonna take a short 30-second break.
You're listening to HPC Wire Soundbite.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Finisar, supplier of active optical cables for high-performance connectivity. Finisar's high-performance active optical cables accelerate data connectivity for storage, networking, and HPC applications. Finisar's cable family includes laser wire for 10 gigabit Ethernet, quad wire for 40 gigabit InfiniBand QDR and C wire for 120 gigabit InfiniBand QDR. Finisar is the world's largest supplier and trusted leader in optical communications. Visit www.finisar.com to download your cable family brochure.
And now, back to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Michael, you were just discussing that the whole Sun Oracle slowdown is taking place in the context of not the best economy for servers to begin with.
Right. According to a latest IDC Worldwide Quarterly Server Tracker survey, server revenues declined 30% year over year in 2009. This is the fourth consecutive quarter of revenue decline and the lowest quarterly server revenue since the analyst firm began tracking server revenue market in 1996. So that's pretty bad. Server shipments are down or declined 30% over the whole year, over the year in the second quarter of 2009, and that means it's accelerating. Now, some of this, of course, is the macroeconomic, the global economic downturn, but there's also the background that we're going through this virtualization trend where data centers are consolidating. So that's sort of just fueling it as well. And now, of course, the Oracle Sun deal, and Sun's got its own problems. I mean, we just talked about. So they're sort of getting hit by this triple whammy.
Yeah, it's certainly not a good context for Sun to try to be selling servers into. You're right that these are largely macroeconomic trends and also data center virtualization trends that are mostly large data center issues. They're not HPC specific issues. I'll point out that those are IDC numbers for the entire server market. They're not HPC specific, and that what we've been seeing is within HPC those negative effects are somewhat moderated. We will see a fall off in the HPC market in 2009 versus 2008, but not nearly as dramatic as what you're seeing for the server market in general. What you'll see is by the end of this year, HPC will be a higher percentage of overall server sales than it was previously, just because that part of the market didn't get hit as badly.
Right, and we're also seeing strength in the storage market, especially in HPC, and the interconnect market, the InfiniBand side especially. So,
storage market, you're right on. We're forecasting that despite all the negative economic conditions, the storage piece of HPC will largely be flat from 2008 through 2009, which is a real indication of how much storage needs are growing relative to everything else.
Right. But, I mean, the server side is sort of it's driving some of the interconnect market and the storage market to some extent as well. So it is a drag. If there's a drag in the server market, it drags those other two to some extent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's true. There's less stuff to attach to. If it weren't for the fall-off in server storage, would be growing leaps and bounds. It's the fastest-growing hardware segment by far.
And, of course, if you don't have servers, you don't have interconnects, so that's pretty tied to that market as well.
Absolutely true. And we study those linkages as part of our market research as well, and things like our HPC budget map survey. So those are all connections that we well understand in terms of the interrelationships between the different hardware components, and your point is well taken.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the HPC side of this comes out as we look back at these quarters against the overall market. But I think you're on target there. I think the HPC side is doing better. We've seen strength in companies certainly like Cray and others that are doing fairly well. And we've seen consolidation this year, obviously. But I mean, there is some strength there underlying the market.
Right. And one of Cray's signs of strength, transitioning to the last thing I wanted to briefly talk about today, has been based on the fact that they have a high degree of their sales concentrated in the government sector, which has been relatively strong compared to academic and commercial. And I've said in previous podcasts that we expected the government portion of HPC to be largely stable in 2009 relative to 2008, which is why local to me, a couple of stories caught my eye. I'm here in Silicon Valley, California, and we just had this week a minor story on its own, except that it's been part of a trend where we had our third local layoff within the government contractor space, where BAE Systems this week announced a 20% layoff among a group that has to do with the loss of a contract with the Next Generation Army Vehicle, Future Combat Systems Manned Ground Vehicle Program. This follows two other layoffs in mid-August. Lockheed laid off 800 jobs in its Space Systems Group, and just last week, Rockwell Collins laid off 600 people in San Jose that had to do with displays for military aircraft. So in the space of a couple of weeks, Silicon Valley saw a bunch of layoffs among government subcontractors, and what caused me to dig into it a little bit to see if maybe what we were looking at was not right, and that the defense subcontractor space was really having a lot of trouble. As I looked into it further, though, my analysis of this is that this is really indicative not of loss in the government space, but more of a shift in where the resources are going. Lockheed did lay off 800 people in space systems, but Lockheed also recently won a $420 million Air Force bid supporting the Air and Space Operations Center. Despite Rockwell Collins' layoffs, and the fact that they posted a Q3 loss, their loss beat analyst estimates, and they reaffirmed that they're financially on target for the year. BAE laid off 20% of this local group around this vehicle program, but a month ago, Oshkosh, a BAE competitor, won a $1 billion contract to provide vehicles that are going to support U.S. military activity in Afghanistan. So I think what we're seeing is a lot of activity going on in the government space and a lot of shift in resources. Things shut down in one place and start up in another place. And overall, this reaffirms what we're seeing in terms of, there is some stuff coming down, some stuff starting up. But overall, net-net, the government business is going to be relatively stable as a whole.
Right. I mean, and yeah, I see that too. I mean, the budget for defense in the U.S. is continuing to rise slightly. At least that's the plan. I mean, it's not that surprising that resources are shifting around. We've got a new administration, a new Congress. We just had, the big news about the F-22 being canceled. That's going to cause some churn. But you're right. I mean, overall, the budget's steady or going up, so it's just going to be allocated differently now, and then we'll see different programs ramp up as others ramp down. And I would think the whole government space, including defense, would continue to be a bright spot for the HPC side of the business.
Well, we're into September now, Michael. We've got a long weekend ahead of us, followed by a short week. But when do you think the run up to supercomputing starts?
Now.
I think it's going to be after the long weekend, and but maybe we'll see it starting pretty quick.
Yeah, we've got HPC on Wall Street coming up in a couple weeks.
Yep, I'll be there. I'll be there live on the ground.
Oh, super. Okay, so we can talk to you about that, because I won't be there, but we'll be covering it. And actually, at the end of September, I'm going to be going to the NVIDIA GPU Technology Conference, and I will be there. Maybe I can do some live news reporting from there. And then, like you said, we've got SC in November. So it's going to be a busy time right after Labor Day. It's all going to start up again.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great long weekend, Michael. And I'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. So long, Addison.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by Finisar, supplier of active optical cables for high-performance connectivity. For more information on Finisar's active optical cables, visit our website at www.finisar.com.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.